Now, in other news, Russia has urged the United States and South Korea to reciprocate North Korea's policy shift on its nuclear and missile programs. The Russian Foreign Ministry urged Washington and Seoul to reduce their military actions, including joint drills on the peninsula. Russia also welcomed Kim Jong-un's order to halt North Korea's nuclear and missile tests as a constructive step. Kim has reportedly made the decision because the country's nuclear weapons program has reached its targets. The North Korean leader has also announced the shutdown of a nuclear test site to guarantee the suspension of nuclear tests. The decision was received positively by neighboring countries as a move to ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula. U.S. President Donald Trump also posted a tweet describing the development as a big progress.
In North Korea, Kim Jong-un chaired a plenary meeting of the country's ruling party Friday, where he announced an end to Pyongyang's nuclear and missile tests.
North Korea today will stop nuclear tests and launches of intercontinental ballistic missiles. To guarantee suspension of nuclear tests in a transparent manner, the northern nuclear test site will be demolished. The overall projects of the party and the country will be geared towards building a socialist economy.
Leader Kim reportedly said there was no need to continue the tests as Pyongyang has completed developing its nuclear weapons. Preparations, meanwhile, continue for North Korea's summit with South Korea and the United States, which seek the denuclearization of North Korea in exchange for security guarantees. The Korean Peninsula has been gripped in tension in recent years due to the North's nuclear and missile development. Increased U.S. militarization and regular U.S.-led drills with South Korea also stoked tension. Now there's optimism in the air over the summits.
Agendas of the negotiations would and should be followed by North Korea and the U.S. As a person who wishes for the unification, I hope North Korea and the U.S. should use this as an opportunity to restore trust from the public.
The inter-Korean summit will take place April 27th. The U.S.-North Korea summit is slated for late May or June. The two Koreas also seek to restore trust with recent exchanges. Friday, a hotline was installed directly connecting the offices of the two Koreas' leaders. North Korea's announcement that it would no longer conduct nuclear and missile tests was widely welcomed by the international community. Still, leader Kim Jong-un's summits with South Korean President Moon Jae-in and U.S. President Donald Trump mark for many observers the focal point that will determine the future of this region. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.